Mary is an incredible character in history salvation. She said yes, we've talked about that before. But she said yes more than once, and she understood when she said yes the first time what was going to be involved. Her life would be upside down. It would no longer be her own, because she was called to be the mother of the Son of God. I can't imagine what that must have been like. When Jesus was 12 and he ran away from home, Joseph and Mary, how are you going to ground the Son of God? You've heard me say from up here that one of the powers of Jesus' life was in his humanity, he showed us what he taught us. When he said, feed the hungry, he showed us what that looked like. When he said, take care of the sick and the dying, he showed us what that looked like. He did it. He lived out the call that he was giving to us. Now, he had a little help. He happened to be the Son of God. So he was perfect in his response to his teaching, but we're not going to be there. We will never get there. We can approximate it. We can work very hard to feed the hungry, take care of the sick and the dying, the homeless, but we're never going to get to where Jesus was. Mary, on the other hand, was like you and I. Yes, she was sinless, but she was fully human. And I can imagine the struggles that she and Joseph must have gone through as they raised this child. Just understanding at his birth, the shepherds coming out of nowhere, we want to see the Son of God. We want to see this child. Okay, here he is. He's my son. He's hungry, so you'll have to excuse me while I feed him. Joseph, awaking time and again from dreams by an angel saying, take care of your child, take care of your wife, flee, go here, go there, protect him. And Mary, all of her life supporting this process. The Mother of God. She showed us what it looks like to commit our lives to God's will. Gently, powerfully, passionately, intentionally, she raised this child. For a long time, he just was being raised, and then from 12 to 30, he went down and grew in wisdom and understanding. But he was a Jewish person, formed by his mother and his stepfather in the ways of what it meant to be a Jew in that century. He studied the Talmud. He studied scripture. He prayed in synagogue and went to temple. And he did that because his mother and his stepfather said, this is what you'll be doing. This is how we're going to raise you. This is what you want to know as you get older. Mary just did it. Mary just did it. We don't know how much she knew about what was going to happen. But she was pretty sure that he was obviously destined for great things. So I can imagine the conversation with Mary and Joseph after Jesus went to bed. What are we going to do? How do we raise this child? Well, they turned their wills over to God and said, your will, God, not ours. And then raised him. Mary, yes, more than once. Mary, yes, through the sorrow and the pain and the agony. She was a woman of few words. The last thing she says in Scripture is, do what he tells you. That's the homily. That's it. That's the bottom line, really. Do what he tells you. And those are the words that come down from the centuries, from Mary. He is my son. She stood at the foot of the cross, watched him die. She She saw him after the resurrection, probably making all of the grief and pain and agony worth it when she saw him resurrected. I can't imagine a mother seeing that. It must have been an incredible experience for her. There are those that will tell us that we sort of worship Mary, and I would disagree with that. We are very respectful of Mary, the Mother of God. She is actually a unifying factor in two of the greatest religions of the world, because the Muslims respect her and admire her. They see her as the mother of a great prophet. And so, through Mary, the Mother of God, two of the greatest religions in the world understand what it means to be that connected to the Godhead. A unifying factor, a model, a support. When we need something, we talk to Mom. And I will tell you, in the Southwest United States, where I was in Albuquerque for a long time, they usually went to Mom first. Don't talk to Jesus, talk to Mom. She's got the juice. Mary. 13 times throughout the year, we have the opportunity to stop and think about this woman. What happened when she said yes? So as we start this new year and we have the opportunity to once again visit Mary in all of her manifestations, the most important one that we have is the one we celebrate today. Mary, Mother of God. Thank you, Mary, for your yes. Thank you for your presence in our lives and the support that you are when we need you. Thank you.